think he left.
Mr. Chairman, I think he left.
I didn't see him, I was writing.
He maybe went outside.
He just went outside though, okay, yeah.
Thank you.
The next application is case number 11548, the application of Nita Conaway. The site is located northeast of Route 567B, also known as Craft Road, approximately 2,500 feet southeast of Route 567A, also referred to as Handy Road, with a 911 address of 3025 Craft Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, with a tax map ID of District 131, Map 12, Parcel 18, requesting a special use exception to place a manufactured home for a medical hardship. Gentlemen, this application, we received no letters of support, 20 or 21 letters in opposition, no mail returns. And for the benefit of the board, we'll pass down those. Let me give you a click. I'll pass down those letters of opposition.
Okay.
The medical hardship, requesting special use exception to place a manufactured home for medical hardship. There is a doctor's statement attached to the application, which I believe you all had copies of. Mm-hmm. There was, first one was Dr. Mark Evangelista. And the second, there's three pages to that, the second or fourth pages, excuse me. And we also received a letter from BB Healthcare, signed by Judge Johnson Shoup. And that was dated February 10th of 2015. And it makes reference to for the need for Ms. Click, the daughter, I believe, she will be unable to care for herself without assistance. As disease progresses, she will require more assistance, thus would benefit from being in close proximity to family who will be able to provide her with much needed support. And y'all believe y'all have copies of that also.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
And Mr. Chairman, I believe I've got a conflict on this case. And I need to recuse myself, so I'm gonna leave the chambers for that. Okay. Unfortunately, I was not able to alert Mr. Robertson in time so that he could be here tonight to sit in my shoes on that. So if there were any questions the board had, and I'll let Mr. Robertson know in case there are any, that ask the board to hold off and ask those to Mr. Robertson, and we can make arrangements for him to be at a future hearing if needed.
All right. So.
And I presume for purposes of swearing in, perhaps Ms. Norwood could handle the swearing in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Mr. Chair.
Okay.
You want to do it?
There's someone here for this application.
Someone here on behalf of the applicant?
We are.
All right, but then you need to come up.
Mr. Chairman, while they're coming up, for the benefit of Mr. Ruschka,
yeah.
If he would, I just wanted to note that there is a table in the back corner. If you wanted to go back and prepare back there, you could do that. Might benefit those around you. And
go up there and be sworn in. About that young lady on the end, please.
Can you state your name?
Anita Conaway.
And your address?
3025 Craft Road.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is true and correct?
Absolutely.
Can you go back up?
Good evening, ma'am. You're going to be helping her with her case?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm her daughter.
Oh, okay.
I'm Nita Conaway. This is me.
All right, then can you proceed then with your case, please?
Okay. We both have illness, both of us. I have cancer, third stage, and she has dementia. We don't have anybody else in the world, just us. We're the last in the family, and we need to be taking care of each other. And to put the trailer anywhere else, we wouldn't be able to do it, to take care of each other. She needs the trailer where it can be right, where we don't have to travel or to do anything to take care of it. You know what I'm saying? Because our conditions are getting worse, both of us.
Okay. Now, who's living in the trailer now?
Nobody's living.
Nobody's in there now?
No.
So you and your mother are both?
Together, well.
Well, not together just yet because
I'm in her mother's. I'm in my mother's house. She's with her sister, staying with her sister because this all just happened.
Oh, okay.
So who's going to live in the trailer? You? Or
nobody right now.
But who's going to be, though?
Who's going to live in the trailer? Who's going to use the trailer?
She may just decide to sell it. We don't, we're not sure what's going to happen.
Who's going to live in
the
house?
Well, who's going to live in the house and the trailer?
You are. I'm living in the house, yes.
Now, who's going to live in the mobile home that you're asking for?
For the medical hardship.
For the medical hardship.
Who's going to be in that trailer? Which one of you or both of you? Or nobody?
Neither one of us.
Not at this time.
So what do you need the medical hardship for then? To get a medical hardship for that trailer, somebody's going to be living in it or not? That's the question.
No.
Nobody's going to live in it. Neither one of you.
Well, I haven't got it set up yet.
Oh, you haven't got it set up yet?
Yeah, it's just parked there.
Okay.
Are you putting somebody in there to take care of you? Are one of you two going in it?
No, we're not going to go in it.
Neither one of you?
Not at this time.
Why do you need a medical hardship?
That's just what they told us to do, was it?
See, typically what will happen is one of you, a person lives in a home, okay? And then they, because of space or whatever reason, there's not, the person with the hardship isn't going to live in the home with the applicant.
Well, when she gets better and comes back home.
Let me finish. So then this board can grant a special use exception for the trailer to be there on a temporary basis until the hardship no longer exists. So what you're telling us is there's no need here for the special use exception because nobody's going to live in the mobile home. You both are going to live in your home.
That's true.
Okay.
At this time, yeah.
Okay.
So there's no need.
So let me just ask the question. Are you applying because you have a mobile home and you want to leave it there? Or what's the purpose of the mobile home?
She has been living in the mobile home at Rehoboth Shores.
Okay.
She's lived there two or three
years.
My niece
was up and I had to leave.
Okay, I understand.
And then I got sick with cancer.
I understand.
Okay.
And so I told her she could come out to my house and live.
Okay.
And she wanted to do that.
Okay.
And I just said, well, pull the trailer in because I didn't think the law would stop me from putting a trailer on my own property, which I didn't know.
Right.
Okay.
That makes sense now.
Now we're going somewhere. Okay.
Did you receive a violation for parking the trailer on the lot?
Not that I know of.
I didn't.
We're trying to figure out why you applied.
So it would be okay to have the trailer there?
No. Not unless you get disapproval and somebody intends to live in it as an accessory to the dwelling and only for the purpose of a hardship.
Did you understand that?
Did you, when you applied, when
I
you...
I didn't ask anybody to put the trailer there. I told you you could put it there if it was all right, and you said you'd take care of it.
Maybe this will make sense. Your provider has said to us that you would like to move Mrs. Crick, okay, who is requesting approval under medical hardship to move her mobile home, okay, from its current location, which is 35014 C. Wayne Lane, Millsburg. Is that correct?
Yeah, I had to be moved.
Right. Let's go a little further now. to her mother's property, which is located at 3025 Craft Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Right.
So that means you have a home on, in Bridgeville, is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
You got a, you've got a mobile home where? Where's the mobile home now?
It's on her property now.
It's, in other words, it's in Bridgeville now.
It's in Bridgeville, yeah, because it had to come out of the trailer park.
Okay, so it's there, okay. All right, I understand. And then it says that based on Crick's current medical condition, that she would like to be there and back, in other words, I presume it's in backyard somewhere in there.
Yes.
And it's, it needs you, you to be close proximity, right?
Right.
Because you have medical issues.
Right.
Is that correct?
Yes.
And this letter is supporting that, saying that you need constant care or support.
Yes.
By your mother. Is that correct?
More or less, yes.
She had, well, she hasn't got
constant support. That's what it says. I'm just reading what it says, and what, this is what you presented to us.
Right. Then that would be
correct.
That's
what the board is considering now, that based on this, that you're going to be taking care of you, right, your mother, and you'll be in a mobile home.
Eventually, I can't do it like tomorrow or anything.
No, no, you'll be in a mobile home, and she will be in her home. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what
okay.
we like.
Okay, now we don't need to go any further there. That's what this supports.
Her house.
Okay. That's what this supports. So are we wrong, or is that right? Is that exactly? I got that right now?
No, I believe that's right.
Well, that's what the letter says, and that's okay. And you've gotten that from.
What was that again? Let me read that part again. I invited her to come and live in my house. I love her. I love all my neighbors also.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been a friendly neighborhood. We hold up our hands and say hi to each other. We don't get in each other's business.
Fine, but what we're talking about here is her moving into a mobile home in the back of your property.
Yes.
Okay.
But she's not moving into the home. She's just parking the home. Parking the mobile trash.
Oh, where are you going to live?
She's going to live in my house.
Okay, but she's going to live in that
in my house,
correct? Because that's
with
the reason we're here tonight.
With the trailer beside it.
So no one's going to be, excuse me, no one's going to be living in a trailer.
No.
Now or in the future, as far as you know.
As far as I know, no.
Okay, number two, your daughter's going to be moving in with you in
right.
your.
Right.
Oh, that's it. What's the mobile home for?
So the mobile home's just going
to
set
well,
there and park
she,
it?
Well, she put it there to say that.
Yeah, we'd already paid for it. It was paid for. And we didn't
and we haven't
home.
Sold it yet. It's just sitting there.
And not to be used. It's not going to be used right now. Not being used
storage.
Now.
Storage. It's being used for storage. My all my things are in it.
Okay, so you're not here for a medical
hardship.
Medical hardship
then. Uh-uh.
Ma'am, are you going to sell your mobile home?
What's that?
Are you going to sell the mobile home?
I think so. Yes.
You're planning on doing selling it? Then.
Yeah, but right now it's parked in the behind my house, on
and
my lot. That's what they told my daughter to do. Say it was a hardship case, and that she could move the trailer.
And
that's what we were advised.
Did you? Has to live in it. You
by
know
who,
what
ma'am?
I mean, that's the reason we
Rodney.
Come to the board.
Rodney Holmes told you to do this?
Quality
Holmes.
Okay.
When you came to the office, did you explain all this to someone there?
Mm-hmm.
And did they?
I didn't come to court.
Who came and applied?
Rick came with me.
Her boyfriend came with her.
And you explained to them you just wanted to put it on there until you could do something with it?
Uh-huh. Until she could do something with it. She,
I don't know what exactly I said. I know that I said that I needed the
Mr. Lank, I don't think they're here for a medical hardship. I mean, the way the story...
The way the letter's written, it sounds like
right.
they're here for a medical hardship. But
right.
the way they're describing it, they're going to be living in the dwelling and the manufactured home's going to be parked
just there
at storage in the rear yard.
Yeah, right. Got her personal stuff
which
in
isn't
it.
A medical hardship.
That's mm-hmm. correct. Right.
No. Medical hardship typically is, Ms. Conway, you live in the house, and your daughter's going to live in the mobile, and you're going to care for each other. the way you're applying and the way you're describing it, the only dwelling to be used for occupancy is going to be the house. And the manufactured home is not going to be used for a purpose of habitation. So well, the medical hardship really doesn't exist.
Not at this time, because we really can't afford to set it up at this time.
Well, I think the Tunnel Cancer Center also is under the impression that you're going to use that mobile home.
Well, it's been my home for 5 years.
Well, that doesn't make any difference. I mean, you're going to live with your mother. That's exactly what you just said to us. But the letter so states that you were going to use the mobile home as a residence because you needed care.
Yeah, I'll mention that, Darrell.
So you really, that's not really what you're here for. You're here for storage of a mobile home in your backyard and to be able to keep a mobile home there for storage. Is that correct?
Yeah, I don't want to live there right now. Right.
Okay.
No. Ma'am, you ever think about taking it to Colonial Homes and then store it there? And were you, the people told you to come here, Colonial Homes, right?
Quality
Homes.
Quality Homes.
You take it back to them and let them store it for you?
I didn't buy it from them. I bought it from a person straight out.
Well, let me give you a little hint on what you're going to have to do. If you made that statement, you'd like it for storage. You got to take everything out of it. Okay, everything has to be taken out of it. You know, your bathroom, your everything like that. And you'd have to go through the process of planning and zoning, okay, and appear there and tell them exactly what you're going to do. And
then you'd have to still have to have a special use exception.
And you still have to have a special use exception. So you have to clean it out.
Here's in summary, here's what I think we as a board see what happened. You came to the office with a letter stating that you needed the mobile home there so that you could live in the mobile home. Now, that's how the letter's written.
I invited you to live in my house.
Okay, so now, so now that situation and that request has changed. When it changed, there's no longer a hardship, okay? So this hearing is really kind of, there's no point in the hearing if there's no, you know, if there's no hardship.
What do I have to do with my mobile?
Well,
mobile.
You would have to sell it or do something with it, and
I can't stay there.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
No.
Basically.
Yes. No, it can't.
Not permitted. Not permitted to be parked there.
No.
Just for storage purposes.
And maybe, as I think Mr. Workman was suggesting, that maybe a seller of mobile homes would be interested maybe in putting it on their property to sell it for you or to store it for you, or maybe there's another avenue or place to do that. But you know, the county doesn't allow you to store mobile homes. And there's a lot of things the county doesn't allow you to do. You can't have more than 3 unregistered vehicles on your property. There's, you know, that's just the rules, you know, as courtesy to neighbors and things like that.
We want to help you. You know, we want to listen to your case, but it's not really the case we're listening to.
Right.
No.
Okay, and we can't make a decision.
Right.
Then what is presented to us, and this is what you presented to us, and you have said you're going to take your daughter in, so that solves that problem. That makes us feel a little better.
Yes.
That you're not here under you know, some kind of duress or anything like that. But the way it's presented to us now, that there's nothing we can do here.
Okay.
This one.
I guess we can hear from.
And it appears that you're. You know, you're confused about what to do with it, and you know, there may be. I don't know, and I'm not suggesting.
My home. It's been my home for 5 years.
I understand. Then you'd have to keep it in a place that, you know, allows that, like a mobile home park or whatever.
I wouldn't send it back up eventually.
Right. I understand.
You came from where? Where did you come from? A mobile home park?
Long Neck.
And you permitted there, right? Because it was
but
a mobile
it was
home.
It was a nice area, but.
Or maybe you could put it in a mobile home park and rent it out to someone, or, you know, there might be a...
I've been very sick. I've been going through chemo.
I understand.
Therapy, and I don't know what I can do right now, you know.
And we sympathize with your situation. I'm sure it's not a good...
And we're making sure you do have somewhere to go. And it looks like your mother's going to really make sure you're taken care of. But the way you want it, we can't help you so that way.
Right at this time, ma'am.
We're sorry. It's just out of our hands.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Any suggestions, besides?
You might want to contact Habitat for Humanities or some organization like that. They might be able to help you out in some way. Habitat for Humanity.
Humanity. Someone like that might be able to.
Or maybe a local church, or, you know, they might. I'm sure someone would be able to help you come up with a solution.
You do have some medical issues that need to be attended to, and
I can't hear you. I can't hear.
You do have some medical issues to be attended to, and we want to see that you know, this board does sympathize with that. I want you to get that straight now. It's just that we cannot rule as you presented it to us, okay? We cannot make a decision based on a medical hardship per se, all right?
All right.
So that means, like Mr. Mills
said...
What
if I did decide to live in it? Then what?
Well, that's a different story.
Because, you know, that could happen too.
Well, you would have to, within a reasonable amount of time, and I'm not sure, it's probably, I don't know if it's months or whatever, you would have to have it connected to the septic, aseptic. There would have to be electric, and it would have to be, you know, set up and lived in.
Standalone.
And Mr. Lank could probably elaborate on how soon that would need to be done.
The rules would be different then?
The board's approval is only valid for 1 year. To get the unit set up.
Right.
And if the approval is then only valid for a total of 2 years, and you have to give us a doctor's statement every year after that to verify that the situation still exists.
Right.
And if the situation ceases to exist, then the mobile has to be removed anyway. So it can't just stay there.
Right.
It's not permanent. It's only a two-year,
one-year
extension.
And for the hardship.
Based on the hardship only.
Right.
Yeah, it couldn't be rented or anything like that.
And it's basically for you and your mother only. It's not for any other parties to occupy that unit under a hardship.
And you would be checked on that you are occupying it, okay? I don't want you to, you know, get to that point where you're saying, yeah, I'm going to live there and not do that. That's not going to be good for you. Right.
All right.
Thank you.
We're very sorry.
Don't listen here, then we just...
I guess...
You have to ask if there's anybody in favor.
Anybody in opposition?
Yeah, is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? And keep your hands up, please. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. There's 21 in opposition.
We have a spokesman?
Now we have a spokesman for the group? Okay, we have a spokesman, all right.
May it please the Board of Adjustment, my name is John Tarburton. I'm an attorney. I practice law in Seaford. I was retained by the group to help them go through the exercise that the Board of Adjustment has already gone through this evening.
Yes.
It sounds like the application cannot be approved as it's written and will not be approved. Thank
Correct.
You for your time, gentlemen.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Okay, and Chair will entertain a motion.
I'd like to entertain a motion, Mr. Chairman, that we deny case number 11,548 for the following reasons: that exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, and
it's special use exception.
Special use exception.
I'm sorry. So the hardship doesn't exist.
The hardship doesn't exist, right? And special use exception will, you know, cannot be issued based on, what did we say?
It doesn't, the hardship doesn't exist, so...
The hardship doesn't exist.
We can't judge whether it would...
No.
No determination can be made at this time.
Correct.
Do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion, Mr. Chairman, that because the hardship doesn't exist, that we can't determine if there would be a substantially effective or adversely effective use of neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards and a second by Mr. Mills that we deny case number 11,548. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Again, Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 11,548 is denied. Okay.